The Irish Blood Transfusion Service has announced that from Monday, the 28th of November, it will change its system of assessing who's eligible to donate blood. At the moment, men who have sex with men must wait 4 months after having sex before blood donation. The new system moves to evaluation of eligibility on a person-to-person basis in relation to sexual history and risk. The IBTS says individual assessments are a fairer and more inclusive way to assess risk while maintaining the safety of the blood supply. Stephen O'Hare is Executive Director of HIV Ireland. He's on the line. Stephen, you've campaigned for the lifting of bans. How big a change is this?
Good morning. It's a very big change, and we have indeed been campaigning, as have many others, for the lifting of the deferral periods, the blanket deferral periods that were in place. So we're very happy to see these changes and the move towards this individual donor risk assessment. This was recommended by the Social Behaviours Review Group in 2021, which had been established to review the deferral periods and the policy. And we, my colleague Adam Shanley, who heads up our programme working with gay and bisexual men, was a member of the group, and we made our views known, and we're very, very pleased to see these changes coming into effect now.
So how will this individual risk-based assessment work, do you know?
Well, it would be a change. And previously, it was basically a blanket deferral. So if somebody was of a particular sexual orientation, if they were gay or bisexual, they were deferred or they were banned from giving blood for certain periods of time. And more recently, that had been reduced to 4 months. What will happen now is that the assessment will be provided to every donor who is giving blood, and the assessment will contain a number of questions relating to a person's sexual history and practices. And based on the answers to those questions, they will be assessed as to whether they are eligible to give blood at that particular time. Mm. So it's a much fairer and more inclusive approach than had previously been undertaken.
But Stephen, there are some bans still in place, are there not?
There are some. We've noted that there are some issues that are still there, including a blanket ban on somebody who's ever had the sexually transmitted infection gonorrhea, or there's a continue to be a ban on somebody who's had sex with somebody who is living with HIV but is on effective treatment. And indeed, as we know from the international science and established science, that a person who is living with HIV but on effective treatment cannot pass on HIV to a sexual partner. Okay. And that is absolutely established. And the issue with gonorrhea is that it's a bacterial infection and it's curable. So we don't see as necessity that somebody who has had a gonorrhea but has been cured would actually need to be deferred permanently.
Stephen O'Hare, thank you very much. 5 minutes to 9.